Welcome to Paranormal Ride. This is your host, Marlon O, and I'd like to welcome all our listeners calling from all across the U.S., all around the world. We're here to hang out. Just pretend we're all chilling in the living room, having fun, kicking it back, and just having paranormal conversations, which I would think, to a lot of people, it's a little weird, but I'm going to say I want to make the paranormal normal. So pretty much the premise of the show is to, you know, pretty much peel back the veil of, you know, our current reality and see what's behind it. And that's kind of the purpose of the show. So if you want to connect with us, go to ParanormalRide.com, and you can connect to all our social media. I have Twitter, Instagram. It's all there. Connect with us. Send us messages. If you have ideas for shows, if you have something to say about, you know, what we're doing and you want to share some of your knowledge, feel free. I'm always open to people to come on and bring energy to the show. Pretty much a lot of the stuff that we cover, you know, has a lot to do with kind of our daily lives and how we see it. And I think the people who are listening and tune in are like-minded individuals who have very similar curiosities about the world around us. And we also understand that not everything that we see is something that we can put into words. You know, sometimes it's unseen things that we have intuition about, things that we just know. It's like a knowing. And I think right now we're in an interesting convergence right now where people are becoming more aware of their and being more mindful and concentrating on wellness to connect with themselves and try to achieve your goals. So it's funny that, you know, when people listen to the show, they just feel like it's a paranormal, right? It must be about UFOs and Bigfoot, which it is. Surprise, you know, and I have different episodes all the time, but we also dive into things that, you know, just bring us up. And I always do the show in a way that makes you kind of like rethink things, you know. And I do the shows on Wednesday because mostly, you know, the energy you bring into the week, let's say Monday, people are like, damn, I got to go back to work. Or maybe if you love your work, it's like, yes, I got to go back to work. But, you know, it's like by Wednesday, you're kind of rethinking things. Maybe things are getting a little better and you're looking forward to the weekend. So hopefully, you know, this can recharge you, rethink and reconnect with yourself because, you know, we all work hard. We all have our goals. We all are trying to accomplish something. And sometimes, you know, the run around and you know, getting things done kind of interferes with our energy. But like I said, the show is to reconnect. And so if this is the first time you're listening to the show, welcome. You know, I've been doing this for about 7 years now and covering all type of topics, you know, everything ranging from a couple of weeks ago, I had something on, you know, connecting with our higher self, astral projection. We did a show on decoding what we call, in quotes, the matrix, which is, you know, kind of our construct, our reality, who we are. You know, other shows I talked about, you know, angelic beings. I talked about, you name it. I think we talked about everything. You know, one of my favorite subjects is to be honest with you, UFOs. So if you're into it, you know, we have some really interesting shows that you can go back and listen to. It's just go to ParanormalRide.com and, you know, I have all the shows there streaming. You know, I have stuff about, you know, soul groups. I have stuff about, you know, anything from the, you know, science that you're an old soul, like a whole bunch of different things. So feel free to connect and, you know, send me some questions too. So during the show, we're going to be able, hopefully, to get to all our callers. Our lines are just packing up with people. So hopefully I can get to you all. If I can't, I apologize, but we're definitely trying to get you on the air. Also, we have a chat room. If you just go to blogtalkradio.com and just I think it's a free registration. You can just register, and then you can talk to us live. So just go to, you know, our link that's if you're in social media, just go to our link, and you'll be able to just connect with us that way as well if you can't. Twitter, too, it's paranormalride.com. All right, so let me get it more into the show and let people know what it's all about. So I know you're tuning in, a lot of people are tuning in for the first time, and welcome. So pretty much, you know, today's show is, you know, we have a special guest to name. Her name is Kitty, and I connected with her through my many, like, social media, kind of like people texting me on this, me searching about, you know, talented people out there in you know, just in the paranormal world. And I bumped into this amazing person who I had the pleasure to speak with a little more and kind of go a deep dive. And definitely she blew my mind in some of the things that she covered. A lot of the topics that she brought up, I didn't have that perspective. So I hope that, you know, people who listen in can gain some wisdom from this as well. So I'm really happy to have Kitty be part of the show. And, you know, it's very interesting. I'm trying to, like, you know, I was speaking to her about, you know, kind of like the approach, because I'm used to using, you know, the topic. The whole show is about tarot, right? But if you notice, this intuitive tarot part, that's part of it. Like, I don't have a lot of experience and knowledge in that. So Kitty will get us that. But also, very interesting enough, she also talked about cognitives and clairsentience. And I think I got that right, but she's going to clarify that for me. And I think when people hear about that, they're going to resonate with some of the things that she's saying. And, you know, I find it fascinating because, you know, some of the terms that I pick up, you know, like, for example, the whole entire, you know, thing about, you know, being a clairsentient, you know, just some of the things I've learned about it. You know, for example, you know, you can walk into a room and sense feelings, or you know, of people, you know, you get goosebumps, and, you know, like, you know, you get all this, like, energy coming from people. But she's gonna give you a little more knowledge on that. I'm the host of the show, and that's why we have guests on the show, because they're the real experts. They're the ones that are gonna share with us knowledge, right? So I'm really excited to, you know, to get her in as soon as possible, because I know we have a lot of people calling in. Our lines are filling up, and like I said, I hope I can get people on and you know, speak to Kitty. And if you can't, definitely connect with her on social media too. If you have Instagram, I'm going to be sharing that link too, and she will be sharing that link as well. So definitely connect with her. Let me see if I have it right here in front of me, because I have a whole bunch of notes. So I'm like super nerdy right now. So on her Instagram, it's Kitty, KittyEmmett. That's her Insta. And her website, to actually get readings and book readings with her, is thehighestpriestesstarot.com. But I put that on Instagram. I'm also going to put that on Facebook's fan page. So definitely also, you know, connect with us and let us know what you think and what you want to hear for the show. Anyway, so again, thank you everybody for tuning in, and we're going to get Kitty in a couple of minutes and see how she's doing, what her vibe is today. It's funny because I live in Boston. This whole show is being broadcast from Boston, and I was really amped to go outside, and it was supposed to be like 60 degrees, and it wasn't. It just wasn't. I was so sad. And then today, I looked at my phone, and it said tomorrow will be 60s. I hope so. I just want to wear a sweater. I'm sick of wearing jackets and sweaters and doubling up. So, like I said, Wednesdays are like our hump day. We're trying to, you know, kind of get past this, and we're trying to get some good energy to finish off the week and kind of get going. But like I was mentioning, my approach, the way I've known tarot cards, it's kind of like a divination branch of being able to kind of gather information and use the tarot for this. But Kitty's approach is very interesting with the intuitive part of it. And, you know, we'll see her technique, and we'll understand a little more about what that means. But, you know, for a long time, you know, since the 14th century, the whole entire tarot experience has been alive and well. You know, it's practiced by so many cultures, you know, in different forms. You know, there's even ancient cultures who had methods of predicting future events through, you know, viewing the stars like the Mayans did to get answers. You know, there's so many different ways to be able to reconnect with our higher self, reconnect with of our know. I call it a knowing, because sometimes we just know, we have our gut feeling. And I was actually with a friend earlier today, and we were actually discussing that, like trusting your gut, trusting kind of like your intuition. And, you know, sometimes we get silent, that gets silenced with all of the minutia of our daily lives, our experience, and the things that are hitting us from all so many directions, you know, that forces us to not be able to focus. And I think a lot of this is really being present in the moment. And that's kind of like the mantra for me. I'm trying to be present on the moment, you know, and I think that allows us to be able to enjoy and really push forward a lot of our hopes and dreams. So my hope and dream is that our lines are just booming right now, that we were able to connect you guys to some knowledge, you know, and that's what it's about. All right, cool. So before we get started, folks, I'm going to see if I can get Kitty on the line with us and have her introduce herself a little more. So I'm just going to work some little technical magic and all that good stuff. But if you guys just give me a moment and let's see if I can put her on live. So let's see if Kitty's there. Kitty, are you present? Are you there? Hello? Hola? Let me see if I can get my volume to work correctly. Let me see. Hello? Anybody home? Well, let's see if we can retool that and see if it works. All right. Give me a second. Let me see. All right, folks. We'll see. All right, before we get started and get Kitty on, I always do this paranormal kind of like, news. And one of the things, I'm always fascinated. This wasn't a thing a long time ago. I had to dig deep and far to be able to get some paranormal news kind of going. And one of the things that I have found during this week is, if you live in Oklahoma, who wants to come with me to Oklahoma? Oklahoma, the state of Oklahoma, put a bounty on anybody who can find or capture Bigfoot. They're offering $2.1 million. And this was all started by Oklahoma State Representative Justin Humphrey, who is a lawmaker, and he set aside $25,000 just to get started, and the money just started piling in. So, I think the whole thing, the mythology behind Bigfoot, it has been always a very fascinating one to me, and one of those ones that I'm like, I don't really know if it's real. But based on what I've been kind of like researching, I think it might be. Actually, my daughter, she hates Bigfoot, and she thinks it's a whole bunch of bull. So it's always hilarious to me when I send her stuff, and she's always like, "Dad, don't ever talk to me about Bigfoot. I hate it." But no, it's actually fascinating that there's actually some type of money that's connected to this. Okay, the other thing too, before we start jumping into our main topic with Kitty, we had pilots report, and this was on Vice News, and I'm gonna post this on our social media stuff, but there was a situation in the air, and I'm trying to find the actual story that I can kind of like throw at you guys. Oh no, my bad. It was actually Forbes magazine, and Forbes magazine had this article that had these pilots that were flying. The FAA can't explain what these pilots saw in New Mexico just a week ago. And basically what was going on is the pilots reported, and this is what they say: "Do you have any targets up here?" And this is the pilots talking to the tower. And they said, "We just found something just flew over our heads." And then the pilot was like, "You know, I hate to say this, but it looks like a long cylinder object that almost looked like," and let's see where it says here, "almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast over us." And this was basically on like recorded, tower conversations, and it made the news over there too. So, you know, I tend to kind of go out there and try to find out what's going on in the paranormal stuff. And this is the stuff I'm finding. You know, if you don't know yet, you know, a lot of this kind of stuff has been put out there now. It's stuff that we know are these truths about that there's more to what we see in this universe. So just, you know, I always do this little paranormal thing just to let you know that there's other stuff out there, and, you know, it's kind of a thing. All right, let's see if I can get Kitty on. I know that, you know, we're going to get started now, and hopefully I can get her on the air. Let's see if I can get her. Hello? Is Kitty there? Hello? Maybe it's on mute. Maybe it's not. Let's see if I can send a text to see if we can get it to work. Technical issues sometimes happen. And that's okay. We'll try to fix it. Okay, folks. Another thing, too. If you have, let me see, any ideas for an upcoming show, you know, definitely, you know, reach out to us. You know what I'm saying? I see in the chat room that people are coming in and people are trying to tune in as well. Send me some text messages. And shout out to some of the people who are also, you know, kind of getting the news out. You know, I have a lot of people who are interested in getting, you know, on the air. If you have friends who are also into the paranormal and they have a cool topic to talk about, I'm actually looking for more guests, and I'm always looking. So if you are maybe you're clairvoyant, maybe you have a special ability, like you can, you know, you're an empath, let me know what's going on. Let's see if I can get Kitty on here. Let's see. Hello. Let's see. Sorry about the little technical difficulty, people. Sometimes this happens. Let's see. Oh, some people are on the chat room, and I see that people are asking questions here. Let's see if I can get out there and see what's going on. So, folks, as I get people on the air, one of the things I'm going to ask people to do is, you know, just have questions, things that are very clear. And, you know, just have the your intentions very clear when you're asking questions. So one of the things that I try to find out, you know, when we have these kind of shows is kind of what your intention is, you know, kind of like what it is that you're trying to learn. If it's just maybe about friendship, is it about, you know, just about love? Is it about just like clarity in kind of your life? You know, that's one of the things. So we'll get started in a second. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get people on. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back. Okay, we're going to kick it off right now, and we're going to get Kitty live with us, and we have our whole queue full of people seeing what's up. So, Kitty, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can definitely hear you. You're like in stereo. I feel like you're standing right next to me. Kitty, thanks for coming in to the Paranormal Ride World. We have a lot of callers there. We have tons of people who want to know more about what Kitty is all about. So I'm actually going to let you introduce yourself, because you sent me this fantastic message with kind of a good, well-rounded stuff, and I'm going to read it, and then you can elaborate on it more. Because, again, you are the expert in this field, and I feel that, you know, you're going to bring us a lot of knowledge. So I'm really excited to have you on the show and kind of sharing with us your insight. So, you know, Kitty is you know, she considers herself an empath, intuitive, and tarot card reader, and she has also an amazing website, thehighestpriestesstarot.com, and you can book her, get readings. She's a lot of fun to talk to, a lot of energy. So, Kitty, tell me more about what it means to be an intuitive tarot card reader, and just tell me about yourself, because, you know, a lot of people who are tuning in, this is their first time listening to the show, but, you know, like I told everybody, this is like we're all hanging out in the, like, in the living room, we're just chilling, we're having fun, and it's like, you know, very laid back. So go for it, Kitty. Let the audience know who you are.
So hi, I'm Kitty. I'm an empath and intuitive tarot reader. I've been really into spirituality basically my whole life, but super into it the past year, basically, since I quit drinking and started working on my health. I was kind of going through a rough time at the beginning of COVID, and I started going for these walks every day, and I started getting these messages from, like, angels and spirit, and just, like, channeling them. And I kind of tuned back into my tarot reading and, like, just studied it as much as possible, and I kind of turned it into a way to channel messages intuitively.
So, Kitty, I think there's a lot in I could resonate with that so much, because, you know, during the whole 2020 thing, I know that, you know, I had to do a lot of reflection. I had to do a lot of, like, reassessing, and, you know, and I think, you know, for me, like, you know, you just mentioned, like, some of like your approach, but is this something that you've had, like, this knowing for a while, or just got triggered during this whole entire, like, pandemic time?
So I think I've always been very sensitive and very empathic. I can kind of walk into a room and pick up on the energies. And I feel like for a very long time, I used to kind of try to dull that down and numb it out with, you know, drinking and partying and all that stuff. And then once I stopped, it was like the messages started, like, flooding through me. And I think COVID and all sorts of stuff going on just kind of amplified it.
One of the things, you know, what I try to do in the show is to have people understand.
I'm sorry, Marilyn, it's breaking up. Can you repeat that?
Oh, no, I would say, you know, one of the things that I've noticed, you know, a lot of these things manifest during the time that, you know, we can reflect more, you know, and I agree with you. A lot of the, you know, since, you know, that we know become more clear, you know, but, you know, great things come. To be always tough, to always be, you know, just professional.
Marilyn, I'm wicked sorry. I'm like, it's just breaking up a lot. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you can hear me now a little better.
I'm sorry.
You know, we get this, like, repetitive thing that goes on. But, you know, I'm about having this, like, claircognitive stuff and the clairsentient stuff, like, you brought that up, and to be honest, I don't have a lot of experience in that, and maybe you can share with the audience what that is and how that connects to, you know, the tarot cards and kind of being intuitive with it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So claircognizant is basically, like, you just know things. It's kind of like facts will come into your head, information just pops up into your head without you knowing why you know it, but you just know it. And then clairsentient is kind of, it goes hand in hand with being, like, empathic or being an empath. It's that mm-hmm. you're feeling emotional feelings. So that could be like, you know, when people say go with your gut or mm-hmm. listen to your gut.
Yes.
So for me, sometimes I get it like deep in my stomach. That lets me know if a choice is the right choice or the wrong choice. And that's how I follow my intuition.
And, you know, I think a lot of times where we second guess that gut feeling, and actually I mentioned that earlier in the show, is that, you know, one of the things that I have to be more kind of like aware of is what my gut tells me and where to go, because it's always guided me the right way. Sometimes you just know, you're like, this doesn't sound like correct, you know, it doesn't feel correct. I mean, so I end up like, you know, when I ignore it, it always tends to backfire on me, and that's one of the things that I have to get better at. You know, so how did you actually pick more? How did you learn about this? Was it something that, you know, you kind of just like, I Google everything, so I'm going to say Google it. But is there a community that you're connected to, or what is it that, you know, kind of got you into this, you know, understanding more about it?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of been like in this realm for a long time, for 3 years. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. honestly, this is going to sound so crazy, but like TikTok, honestly, during COVID, I was so bored on it. And I just kept seeing tarot reader. And I'm like, I've got a tarot deck and I'm like having all these crazy things happening. Maybe I should study mm-hmm. that and see if I can try to interpret the messages in a clear way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Then I started doing my research, buying all the books and.
And it just started flowing. Googling it. Yeah, I say, you know, everything is Google. It's like, yeah, I feel like cold coming in. Let me Google that. Let me see what's going on. You know, but you know, it's funny because I was actually mentioning earlier in the show that, you know, there's these things that about Bigfoot and UFOs and all that good stuff. This stuff wasn't available because there was no conversation about this. Like the news talks about it. Like the media talks about it all the time now, because I think people are now ready. No. Speaking of being hungry about information, I do have some people who actually want to ask you some questions. And I don't know, Kitty, if you wanted to do some readings or do some, like, I think you talked a little bit about it, but tell me about the process of how a tarot card, how do you read tarot cards? Like, you know, like, what is it that, how does it work?
Yeah, so there's a couple, like, steps. So, like, there's cleansing your space and cleansing your deck. And then selecting a deck that you want to use. And then you're going to shuffle and set an intention and connect with the person that you're reading for. And then from there, you can set up a spread. So each position of each card has a different meaning attached to it. And different cards can interact with each other in a different way. So there can be like opposing cards or supporting cards. Something that I've been leaning into a lot is that I kind of shuffle, and as cards fall out, that's how, like, I just channel and feel the meaning of each card and feel the emotion in each card, and a story kind of flows together.
Oh, wow. Like, I'm from New England, people who are listening in, and I go to Salem. That's kind of like where I hang out. Actually, my daughter lives in Salem, and I have excuse now to get free parking over there. But when I'm hanging out there, it's just I've been to the tarot cards. Like, I've gotten readings before, and I've actually had friends who've done it, and I haven't really seen what you just explained. Like, you're shuffling, and something comes out, you focus because there's a reason why it's coming out, correct?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like it's just the energy flinging it out of the deck.
There you go. So, all right, Kitty. So I don't know if you want to get some folks on the air. I don't know if you want to do some readings with people. I don't know what your vibe is right now for this. How do you want to work it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm down. Let me just get myself situated with the deck.
Sure. So, you know, in the meantime, while you're situating it, I'm gonna pick randomly. Sorry, folks, we have a lot of people waiting on the queue, so I'm actually gonna pick randomly somebody who's gonna go on the air and connect with us and see what we get. See, you know, of course, people, you know, this, you know, like, where the show is all about, you know, just knowledge and kind of get there. So please be respectful. You know, when I put you in the air, if anything inappropriate comes up, I'm going to have to cut you off. I'm going to, you know, I have the X right next to, you know, I have this panel that I can be like, bloop, gone. I know, but overall, people who are calling in, you know, they tend to be really cool people. So let me know whenever you're ready to go, Kitty. You know, I'm excited because I want to see kind of like, you know, how what your approach is, because, you know, as an intuitive tarot card, is that the norm? Is that how everybody does it, or is that like a different approach?
I think it's a little different. I don't know. Like, a lot of the stuff that I study is about doing spreads and, like, you know, learning the meanings. And I do know the meanings, and I know, like, the symbolism, but I feel like I pick up more on, like I said, the symbolism, the astrology, the numerology, and the emotions that the cards pull up within me as I read.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I'm currently cleansing the deck.
So, okay, so but thank you for sharing what you're doing, because I think that's another thing too. Like, there's several steps to prep for this. So I'm going to let you prep, and when you're ready to go, let me know. So, you know, so folks, you know, one of the things that when I've done tarot cards, I actually try to be really intentional in what I'm asking. You know, the more that I've asked, you know, it tends to be the message that I've gotten, it tends to be clearer. So, if, you know, if I say, what am I doing next week? I don't think that's going to be something that, you know, is going to come out. You know, probably going to be eating breakfast. You know what I'm saying? So that could, you know, that's a little different. But when I've done the tarot card, I say, you know, I'm feeling interested in, like, starting a new career. Is that, you know, should I, you know, I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there because I have no thoughts right now in my head about this. But maybe people who are actually online, you know, right now on the queue, think about it. Just, you know, just be mindful in what you want to ask. And again, you know, we'll see what we can get out of it. But I think, you know, more people are actually getting into tarot and, you know, kind of growing up. Folks, I don't know if it's you or other people, but it wasn't seen as a very, like, positive thing. And I'm just putting it in quotes because it was so misunderstood in my culture. I'm actually Latino, so, and anything that has to do with non-Christian stuff, people flip out. You bring a crystal and he's like, what are you a crystal for? You know what I'm saying? So so I was like, to cleanse, you know, to charge my energy. They're like, oh. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, a lot of people can probably relate to that, you know. But for me, you know, I've actually been, you know, really engaged with a lot of different kind of things that have to do with things that are just non-traditional, again, in quotes, or things that is not lost knowledge. That's how I like to put it. So, Kitty, I actually heard you shuffling. Is that another process of the tarot?
So I also kind of like to use a few different decks too. So, like, I really like to use Oracle cards also. So what I kind of just did was pre-shuffle and just kind of get a couple decks set up in front of me.
I see.
Yeah.
So when you do something like that, you do have certain steps you follow, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, because I think if I try to do tarots, I'd probably read them all backwards and upside down.
Well, there's actually different meanings to upside down cards.
Oh, so we got that. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Like reversals. So basically, and there's also different ways to read reverse cards too. So, so some readings, if you know, oh my gosh, if anyone's listening to this that was reads tarot, I just shuffled all my decks and picked up my top card of my tarot deck, and it's the Tower. So we're gonna reshuffle this whole thing. The Tower card, Marley.
Okay. So everybody who's on here, don't panic. It's being reshuffled. Apparently, towers are no bueno. So we're gonna reshuffle it. No bueno. All right. So
reversal is basically like. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say reversal can be the opposite of the meaning of the card, or it's just the energy leaving your life, or it's like early, so it's like a energy phase. But yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. No. So I do remember some cards that kept on coming up when people were doing tarot with me over and over. There was this guy chilling with three swords. There was also somebody. There was a sun, and the moon keeps on coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the regular ones that always pop up, and I'm not sure what that means.
For you?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just always get those in readings?
I get those, yeah, on readings, yeah.
So you get the sun, the moon, and the three of swords?
Like some guy with three swords, yeah. Like, I'm like, very interesting.
Three of swords is like a heart with like swords in it, like a broken heart. Like imagine like a heart with three just swords pushed through.
So I don't know if it's like broken hearts. I think there's a guy carrying swords in like a pouch or something like that.
Oh, maybe it's the seven of swords. Are you sneaky?
I don't know. Am I? is that what that means? I don't know. Jeez.
Yeah.
No, you know, I'm very blunt. I'm a blunt person. You know what I'm saying? Like, but not in a mean kind of like blunt way. I'm like, you know, very clear what I want to say. You know, people don't wonder. Like, I wonder what Marlon was thinking about, you know? We don't have that. So it could be my bluntness that comes out like a blunt sword. Anyways. All right. So let's see. I have the first person I just pulled out of the hat. Let me see. I don't know if let's see if I have this caller ready on the queue. Give me a second while you shuffle. Okay, so I have my first caller here. So whenever you're ready, Kitty.
Okay, hi.
So this is Jesse.
Hi.
Jesse, you there?
Can you guys hear me?
Of course.
I can hear you. Hi, Jesse.
Oh, hi. Good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Did you have, like, any question, or were you looking for, like, a reading?
I don't have, like, a specific question, so I would probably say more like a reading.
Okay. Just, like, general.
Yeah, maybe surrounding maybe career or that aspect, I guess.
Okay. I feel like you are in a planning phase right now. And I think you're planning something with friends, maybe career-oriented. And I feel like it's almost time to celebrate. And I feel like you're going to be celebrating something coming into your life, something that is like a memory almost, something that feels like nostalgic to you. Maybe it's like with an old friend from when you were younger. But it's definitely something that you're going to be celebrating. And right now you're in the very early stages of planning it. And But I feel like you're like stressing out about it a lot right now, and you're holding on to something that you need to let go of. So that once you let go of this, you'll be able to move forward to the next phase of your career. But I think that there's something that, yeah, there's definitely something that you're holding on to that you, it's causing you a lot of stress. But your guides want you to know that nothing's going to come from the situation. So whatever it is that you're holding on to, stressing out about, don't stress out about it.
Okay.
You can move forward. And I feel like you're being led in a different direction. So like you're seeing little signs and little pieces of intuition, and your guides want you to know that they're leading you somewhere and they're leading you to your destiny. But you need to have trust in those little actions and just jump right in. It's time to say yes to change. It's time to say yes to new opportunity. And I think it's going to be in different ways that you didn't expect. So I would definitely, I feel like I feel like you're starting a new business venture. What do you do for work?
Funny. So I am a account exec at an insurance company in Boston. And it's funny you say that. I actually even told my sister this the other day. I have been sort of thinking about starting my own business. I've been sort of stuck in this, mindset that, I want to have a business, but I can't really put my hand on exactly what I want to do. But it's an urge inside of me that I've gotten to this, this year specifically, all right, Jesse, you have to do it. But I'm still going back and forth with my ideas, and I'm in between, and I'm like, should I not? But I have this gut feeling that it's time for me to step into my own stuff.
Yeah, I'm feeling that too. And it's I don't want to tell you to leave your job, because obviously it's good to have dependability and stability. I'm in the same boat,
yeah,
for sure. But I think you need to stress out less about that and maybe put some work into the things that you enjoy doing. What is fun for you? And you said you were talking to your sister about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you need to stop stressing out so much about it and just look at it as a fun adventure more than a complete shift in your life, because you're going to be divinely guided and supported no matter what. And you're being led towards something. So those little bits of intuition that you're feeling and those little gut feelings, those are your guides pushing you towards your soul purpose. So keep following that.
That's awesome.
So I don't know how far deep you actually want to get into this, because we actually have about 15 minutes left in the show, and so hopefully we can fit other people in. But maybe you can follow up with Kitty and see what the what else she can get into with this. So that was pretty awesome.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for doing my reading, and thank you, Marlon. This is awesome.
Okay. No, thanks for tuning in. You're the best. All right. So I'm going to put in Andrea next. Is that okay with you, Kitty?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Let me put that in. Andrea, are you there?
Yes. I'm also from Boston originally. Go Pats.
Yes. Go Pats.
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
How are you tonight? Good. Thank you.
Well, I'm a little confused, so maybe you could help me.
Okay.
I actually, unfortunately, because of COVID, I got laid off in October. So I've been job searching, and I started a new job on Monday, but I don't like it. I had an interview the week before I started this job. Do you think another job is going to come through? Because I really don't like the one that I just took.
Okay. So if something else isn't, coming your way.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of energy is coming with jobs. Jeez.
Yeah, I think that's the move.
I actually had the same vibe. I actually had this conversation myself with some friends, so it's interesting. It came out twice. Very interesting.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like you are at a crossroads, and I feel like you made the wrong decision, position.
I
knocked you off your feet a little bit. Did you have a decision between that and another job?
Well, I'm stuck because unemployment only pays so much. So I took the job because everything was great, but I didn't really have a proper interview. So I didn't really know exactly what the job is. I'm working for a mortgage company. And I mean, all these things, basically I'm a paper pusher, and it's just not me. So, but this is my third day and I hate it. So I feel like I'm stuck because I can't go back.
Yeah. You're working really hard. I can tell. Oh, and I feel like it's made you feel almost unstable, because of that. And yeah, you definitely feel like you took the wrong job. I see something coming in. I have the Knight of Cups, so there's an offer. Usually that's more an emotional type, but then with the Ace of Wands, it's a spark of creativity that you're getting. So I'm also getting headspace in your dreams. And
I'm sorry, you would say that again? You get what now?
I said have faith in your dreams. So when I'm, like, shuffling my cards fly, and I just had to grab one that went in my dog's water bowl. Yeah, so the end of a tough cycle approaches. So you're going to be coming into your own. You need to stay confident right now and have some faith. If you want that other job to call you, you should be manifesting that other job to call you, first of all.
Oh, I have. It's funny because my birth mother's a psychic, and I actually can see things, and I actually see myself going into his office and saying that I had received another job offer, because I see me getting the one that I had interview last Wednesday. I haven't heard back, but I see myself getting it.
Yeah, ask your angels. So, okay, I'm getting, like, ask your angels, have faith in your dreams. So put that word out there to them. And it sounds like you're already in communication with them. But I wouldn't stress so much about taking the wrong opportunity, because, like, everything happens in divine timing and everything works out exactly how it's supposed to, like, right when it's supposed to.
Yeah, that's true.
But
this is just the wrong one.
Like, yeah, I see that it's been really tough for you. You've been working really hard, and it's kind of thrown you off your game. But it's coming to an end. I'm showing you, like, a year from now, things are going to be way, way better. But for right now, you just need to believe in yourself. And then also the Queen of Pentacles, too. So, yeah, I think it's all going to work out in the end. But right now, it's very, very stressful. I can see that for you.
Any idea how long I'm going to be at this job before another one will come up?
How long you'll be at this job?
Yeah, do you think how, I mean, like, I don't know, under a month, maybe, I mean, I don't know. But do you, I'm really hoping the other one calls.
Yeah. Let's see. So, predicting time with just tarot is a little bit tricky.
Harder.
But
yeah.
I am using another oracle deck that does use time, so I'm just sorting out the time cards. Because I pulled a card that says a year from now. So I'm showing, like, in a year from now, you're going to be at a place where you are in your Queen of Pentacles, like, bad sleep energy.
Oh, I'll never last a year at that job.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you're going to get to where you want to be in a year. But for this job. Oh, and then, like, what I just pulled, I said for this job, I asked how long you're going to be at this job. And I'm not even kidding. It says perfect timing. So everything's happening in perfect timing. So maybe there's a lesson that you need to learn in this position. I know it sucks. Like,
yeah.
I understand.
The lesson learned, I took the wrong one.
That's the lesson.
I know. But the lesson is, the lesson is you're going to learn a skill from it, and you're going to move forward in a positive way from it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, though.
That's all right. I'm praying. I'm putting out the universe that the other one from last Wednesday calls me, because that's what I would really, you know, prefer. So I'm just going to manifest
that. I'm putting
it
out there for you, too. Yeah, I'm manifesting it for you, too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
thank you so much for calling in. And if you want to follow up with Kitty a little more, just go to the Highest Priestess. tarot.com, and maybe you can further the conversation there. So thank you so much. I'm gonna get one more person, and it has to be kind of quick, because the show happened at 10. This is what happens. You know, we try to get as many people in, but you know, it's time, you know. So let's see if I can get Megan in. Megan, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey. Hi. Megan, see if I can get you in for a quick reading.
Great.
Hey, Megan.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm all right. Oh, good. Thank you.
Do you have anything that you wanted to ask specifically?
Well, I guess specifically would be maybe love department.
Oh.
A love reading? Okay. Sure. You can do that.
I love love, so do it.
love. I'm trying to be fast. I'm sorry, Marlon.
No. You know, you got to do your process. So do your process. But we do have until 10 o'clock. No pressure.
I know. What time is it? I don't even have my phone anywhere.
You know, it's 9:53. So we got about 7-ish minutes. So
all right.
Try to do your best.
So Okay. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Megan with an H.
Megan. Okay. You've been, like, dealing with, like, fishy characters, some fishy people. And I get the Emperor reversed. I have the Three of Cups reversed and the Page of Cups reversed. And so basically, like, the Emperor is, like, this strong, like, masculine energy, but it's reversed, and I feel like that's what you've been dealing with. Maybe even, like, infidelity with the Three of Cups reversed. And then the Page of Cups reversed, that's, like, an offer of love. It's like, why is there all this fishiness surrounding you? And the mm-hmm. Ten of Swords, you're so hurt by it. Why? Ugh. It sucks. But I'm showing that this is a cycle that you're learning from. And I think that you're, like, part of you is, like, not really, like, incorporating the lessons that you're learning from each person. And it's almost like the mm-hmm. cycles are repeating themselves. And every time you just get, like, more hurt. I think it's time that you start, like, tapping into your intuition and, like, tracking how people are making you feel and cutting out people that are making you feel less than your, like, highest self. And once you do so, you're going to make space for someone that is your, you got, like, the Two of Cups and the Four of Wands. Those are both, like, soulmate cards. So, like, once you end this, you're going to bring these people in, this person in, whoever they are. But that's really good.
Cool.
Two of Cups and Four of Wands. Yeah, and the love reading, that's really good.
Oh.
So, yeah.
We just need
like,
the pandemic to end so we can meet people.
What'd you say?
Just need the pandemic to end so we can meet people.
You can meet people every day.
True.
You never know. Someone just might walk, like, march right up into your life. You never know. But you need to stop messing with things that aren't for you in order to clear the way for things that are for you.
That's resonating. Yep. Very much so.
Yeah. Now, yeah, like, that's just, like, sucking the energy out of you.
Yes. It is. Yep.
Mm.
Interesting.
Oh. All right. Thank you so much, Meg. I hope that Megan, thank you for calling in, and I hope that was insightful for you.
Very much so. Thank you very much, Marlon. Thank you, Kitty.
Thank you so much. You want to do one more, or are you done?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
No,
okay,
I'm like actually like on a roll.
Okay, Khalil, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go for it. Question for Kitty.
Hey, I was wondering, I see a lot of people, this is a question, I'm trying to get something changed right now. There's a lot of inconsistencies with like the legal system and people. Like you're well enough to go to jail, but you're not well enough to have the same rights as everybody else. And I'm trying to get that changed. Do you know if anything like that would change?
It's deep.
Right. Can you repeat your question? Are you asking if we're gonna ascend to loving each other and shifting.
Lead by example with rights and responsibilities. We're not just going to say with rights comes responsibilities, but then give a bunch of people a bunch of responsibilities and little or no rights.
So are you asking if there will be more changes on that? Is that what it is?
Yeah, there's going to be more consistency and more, because when you go to jail as a disabled person, you're well enough to go to jail, but you're not well enough to have the same rights, and that's just not really fair. That's just hypocritical.
Mm. So, Kitty, thanks for the question, Cleo. So what do you think about just – have you done readings that are more like more broad that has to do with social stuff? Because I think people wonder about these kind of things as well. Like, are we becoming more aware? I don't know if tarots can do that. Can they actually manifest that? What do you think about that question? Like having more awareness.
So I just pulled couple cards. I just pulled up a few cards and I really think that by doing the inner work and by healing ourselves, we're really raising the vibration of the planet. So by raising our own individual vibrations, we're healing each other, healing the planet. Mm-hmm. We're shifting from you know, the Matrix 3D to 5D. I just pulled a couple cards, and, like, I'm showing that there has to be, like, death. There has to be, like, complete destruction of our society in order to regain balance, in order to move towards, like, this happy future where people are treated as equals and, like, love is spread. But right now things kind of have to be torn apart so that they can be nourished and balanced. Yeah, exactly. Like, reset and then just, like, inject some love back into the universe. But I think we need to be patient, and everyone needs to be doing the inner work individually and being kind to each other and being understanding and just being loving and grateful and helping each other.
So with that, Kitty, thank you so much. Actually, we have to end the show. We got, like, only 30 seconds left. You know, with the whole kindness and loving part, I would like to express that to you. Thank you for being on the show, being part of the show. You're amazing. But people who are out there, I'm so sorry we couldn't get you on the air. We ran out of time. I apologize. So the best way to contact folks is to, Kitty, let them know your website.
It's thehighestpriestess.com. Tarot.com, or you can reach me on Instagram at Kitty Emmett.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, folks, for calling in, and we will see you next week on Paranormal Ride. Thanks, folks.
Thank you, Marlon.
No, thank you.
Bye.